Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Family, today is the 21st of August, 2018, and we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're doing part six, Increased Knowledge, Hearing the Word. This is part six, Increased Knowledge, Hearing the Word. Let's get into prayer and just thank our Heavenly Father. We say, hallelujah, Father, hallelujah, praise your name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to speak across the four quarters of the earth. Father, we praise you and we thank you in Yahushua's name. Father, we just ask for a blessing over this ministry. Let the Spirit flow through me, Father, and let those who have an ear to hear receive. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for the saints. And thank you, Father. Praise your name. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name we pray. All right, we're going to get started, family. We're doing part six, Increased Knowledge, Hearing the Word. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit. Not much, just a little bit. Let's see. I thought I had my notes pulled up, but I don't. But that's okay. Let me get my notes for this lesson, because last night I was up. The Father was pouring out the Spirit, giving me way, 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 way more precepts. And I know that you're going to appreciate it, because we teach the Scripture by the Spirit, and many people haven't heard this truth. When it deals with a lot of things that are occurring today, many are waiting for things to happen. So we have to go into this. We have to go into this increased knowledge, because many don't realize that's why they're hearing from lying spirits and lying prophets and so forth. They don't even know what that's about. You have to have your helmet of salvation on, the full armor, okay? You have to think like Yahushua, read his word, be obedient, okay? Now, I kept talking about this increased knowledge. We're told that in two spots. I want to hit up on those two spots first. We can read in Joel chapter 2, verses 27 and 29, as well as Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read this for you, okay, so that you can get a little bit of understanding. When we speak of, it was prophesied that the true worshipers of the Most High would hear. And you're going to be able to hear really clearly if you are looking for these things to occur. So when we go to Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 29, it reads, "And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Creator. I am the King of Kings. I am your Father, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit." So he's basically telling us that if you understand that the second coming, which is the Spirit of the Most High, the Comforter, the Spirit, we can read about that in Ephesians chapter 1 when Yahushua, he dethroned all principalities and powers and rulers of this world in this darkness. He is now sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's in heavenly places. When we went to Revelation 5 and we read about this lamb that was slain, he resurrected. When he got the book, he is in control now. The Father has put him as a connecting point for us now to get the Spirit. We know that we read Ephesians chapter 2 that we are sitting in heavenly places with him. We were ordained from the foundation of the world. He already knew who was his. He's got the book of judgment. He's got the book of the law that everybody will be judged out of. Either your name is written that, yeah, you've been obedient, or no, you have not. So when he came back with judgment. So now you got all these people who are now scattered across the four corners of the earth. We've been reading about that, the degrees of knowledge. The Father's Spirit left the temple, and not one stone will be left upon another. Now we got these people all scattered across the four corners of the earth. The dry bones. This is what Ezekiel was speaking about. Spoke on things that if you're going to stay in the flesh, you're not going to get that understanding. But Yahushua, when he came back, the second coming, when he came back, we can read about that in Acts, the beginning of Acts. And the people started speaking, and the people started understanding, regardless of what language, what tongue they were hearing and speaking in. They heard the apostles because the Spirit had come upon them. Many did not understand what they were seeing. They called them drunk because they're looking through physical eyes, not understanding spiritual eyes. So we see that the Father says, and ye shall know that I am in the midst. I'm right in the center of Israel, Israel the people, in us, and that I am Yahushua and none else. And Yahushua is Yahuwah, because all he is, Yahushua is just a part of the Spirit of the Heavenly Father. Remember? Yahushua said, I am in him, and he is in me, and ye are in me, and ye are in him. We're all part of a many-membered body. So we got this Spirit that's going from the Father through the Son to us to give us this understanding. This was the Spirit, because Yahushua took upon our sin. Remember, sin separated us from the Father, from hearing. But when he left the flesh behind, he conquered all the principalities and powers that ruled us, to where now Satan don't have a hold on us. Now we can hear clearly because the Father's Spirit is dwelling within us. And this Spirit came when Yahushua, that we can read about in Ephesians 1 and 2, we were sitting with him in heavenly places too, these bodies, these houses, these mansions, the temples, we came back with him. So now, in the end, after his resurrection, he's opened the book. He's come back. John saw it. Paul was speaking about it. Amos was speaking about it. Daniel spoke about it. Now Joel is saying, ye shall know that I am in the midst of you and that I am your Father. There is none else. My people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards, when we read in the book of Acts, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters, they're going to be able to hear the word with understanding. This is prophecy. This is teaching. The Spirit is doing the deciphering of those words we read in English when we all open the same book. But some people get it, some people don't. That Spirit will be poured out on the children, on the people. It says your old men. Old men is just someone with wisdom, with understanding. They're going to be dreaming these dreams. Your young men, not necessarily a man, but they shall see visions. Let's go to Acts 2. Acts 2 says the same thing. This is two witnesses. We can read about it in Joel and Acts chapter 2. It reads, verse 16 through 18. That's all I'm reading. But this is, now let me just say this. This is after the Spirit was poured out. We can read about in Acts chapter 2. When the people started speaking, everybody thought, they assumed, well, what's going on? Are they drunk? You know, and all this. And Peter had to stand up and speak to the people, let them know what was going on. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days. This was the time, said the Father, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And they're saying all flesh, but you got to understand who was there when the Spirit was pouring out and they came out preaching the word. Well, it was the people of the Most High, considered Gentiles. It was the people of the Most High who had the Spirit, but they couldn't hear before. Because remember, Yahushua said he come to set the captives free, to make the blind see, to do all these wonderful things, to bring us into his salvation, to get the strongholds off of us that the flesh kept us in. Because the flesh, which is what Satan works through, separated us from hearing correctly from our Father. Satan wants you to stay in the flesh so you can't hear the Spirit. He wants you to stay in the flesh, so you're breaking a spiritual law. whereby the Father will not deal with you. He'll separate from you unless you pray to him, look to meet all your needs, not deal with the things of the flesh. So he's saying the same thing. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said our Father, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Same thing. And all my servants and all my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So when we read in Revelation that you see Yahushua coming with thousands and thousands of his saints, go back to Ephesians chapter 2, know that you were seated in heavenly places. So when he came back, he brought everything back with him. You came back, that's why you were reborn. That's why you can hear. Now, many people got to get out of waiting for some physical thing they can see. Our battle is not those temporal things, those things that we can physically see, but it's a spiritual battle. So now Yahushua has bought you the equipment that you need now to hear. You have died to the flesh or taken off the old man. Remember, we were told to put on coats of skin in Genesis chapter 3, or excuse me, 2, what is it? No, 3, after they sinned. That was a separator. That's why Yahushua left that on the tree. But we don't look to that. We look to the spirit that resurrected. Okay, family, I believe y'all understand what I'm saying. So once again, we got to go back a little bit. Remember I read Amos 8, verses 11 to 14, and it said, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Father, and they won't find it. Versus Daniel 12:4, which says, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So we spoke on this a little bit yesterday. Simultaneously, we got people who will get an increase and people who won't get anything. So two spiritual things are happening during this time. We just read in Joel and Acts, increase of knowledge is not a computer, is not what your friend said, is not a lying spirit talking to you, but it's the Father's Spirit giving you dreams, giving you vision, giving you the understanding of the word by spiritual wisdom. That's what the increased knowledge is. I'm going to give you guys an example of that. Everybody go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1 Samuel chapter 3. And family, I do ask that you guys, oh, thank you, hallelujah. I just looked at my switchboard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. And shalom, Shabbat shalom, everyone who is online. I appreciate you. I thank the Father for you. Let's get some more spiritual wisdom from our Father family. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. I'm going to give you an example of how the Father's Spirit will give you understanding, will speak to you by visions, by dreams, give you the understanding of the word. Some people are going to get a decrease, and I'm going to go into another scripture later that's going to show you how that decrease can happen. Why is it some people hear and some people don't? Well, you're going to get it right here. When you go to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, it reads about Samuel, okay, and Eli. Let's read. And the child Samuel ministered unto the father before Eli, and the word of the father was precious in those days. You weren't hearing it. It wasn't a common thing. It was something really special. So it says there was no open vision. Okay, during this time we're talking. Now remember, we just left, if you read the scripture, the book of Judges. You kept seeing how after Joshua died, the people kept falling short, falling short, falling short. Even today, the Father says he's not going to give an understanding to the people until he speaks to his prophets first. He's not going to do anything in this earth. Then he tells you, how can the people hear without a preacher? And how can that preacher preach unless he is sent? But you got to discern by the Spirit to know what is of the Father. So right here we're seeing that the child Samuel, he ministered unto the Father before Eli. And the word of the Father was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim, and he could not see. So with that understanding, Eli was being removed from his office, and Samuel was getting ready to replace him. All you got to do is read 1 Samuel chapter, I think it's 2, right before this one, and it talks about what Eli did. Okay, he allowed his sons, didn't correct them when they went against the Most High, and, you know, he was a priest in the temple. So his eyes now are beginning to wax dim. He could not see. Okay, Eli, that was who Samuel was under. So it says, and the lamp of the Father went out in the temple of the Father, where the ark of the Father was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. So now we have the father getting ready to visit Samuel. Samuel's the little child. It says that the father called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. But see, when the father called Samuel, and I know I've heard it. I don't know what you've heard, but I've heard it. I've been called by name. I hear it. And your first thought is, well, who called me? Well, the father called you. So this is what we're going to read right here. We read, the father called Samuel. Now, Samuel, he's a little boy in bed sleeping, and he said, here I am. He ran unto Eli and said, here I am, for thou callest me. And he said, this is Eli. I called not. Lie down again. And he went and laid down. Samuel went ahead and said, okay, well, I'm going to go back and lay down. So the father called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call me. And Eli answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now, Samuel did not yet know the father, neither was the word of the father yet revealed unto him. So he didn't really get the spirit put upon him where he can really hear, understand, make sense of things, know things that others will not know. Samuel was going back to Eli, but Eli hadn't even perceived it. Remember, Eli's, he was, his eyes were waxing dim because he should have known this from the beginning. If somebody called you, you keep coming to me from the first time, if he was doing what he was supposed to do, he would have understood. So he tells Samuel to go back and lay down. Now, Samuel did not know the father, neither was the word of the father yet revealed unto him. Remember, this was a time when no open vision was given. It was scarce. It was rare. So the father called Samuel again the third time, and he rose, and he went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call me. Now, Eli perceived that the father had called the child. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Father, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went down and laid down in his place. Now, he's laid down. He's going to bed. He's sleeping. And because the father speaks to the spirit, family. I don't know if you're aware of that. Now, you can hear him audibly, too, but the father will speak to the spirit when you lay down. We'll prove that later. Start to get into dreams, visions, and things like that. So it says, and the father came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. He said it twice. He made a confirmation, right? Two witnesses. That means when you hear your name called twice, it's from the father. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And the father said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Oh, in that day I will perform against Eli all the things which I have spoken concerning his house when I begin, and I will also make an end. For and now Samuel's or Eli's getting ready to get moved out the way, because he was in disobedience through sin by not correcting his sons. So that's what the father's talking about here. He says, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons make themselves vile, and he restrained them not. That was a sin, right? Eli will no more be hearing from the Father, but in the place the Father's pouring out his Spirit now on Samuel. So it says, and therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the father, and Samuel feared to show Eli that vision. Okay? When your spirit body is talking to the father, that's a vision. You got dreams, but then you got your spirit body talking, communicating with the father. That's a vision. You could have dreams where the father give you understanding, like Joseph had many dreams. He interpreted the dreams from the father. Okay, but this is a vision because you are openly speaking to the father. I get a lot of this, you know, but he did say he ain't going to do nothing on this earth to talk to his prophets. Prophet means teacher. Okay, that's all it is. It's nothing big, family. I know some people get mad when I say, well, I'm a prophet of the Most High, but you better know what these words mean because it's happening today. So, he said, let me get back where I was reading. He said, then Eli called Samuel. Oh, let me read one verse before so that y'all can pick up with it. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Most High. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, what is this thing that the father has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. The father do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he has said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the father. Let him do what seemeth good. And Samuel grew, and the word, Father, and the Spirit was with him and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew it that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Father. Fam, I pray that this is not hard for you to understand. There's no new thing underneath the sun. That's why we can go back into the old covenant for understanding today. For those spiritual things, there's nothing new. Every generation had the same understanding. But now today, since the Spirit or the second coming, it's already happened. Now you can understand what the Father is speaking of. Now your spirit will decipher these words that we can read. We're all reading out the same book. But why is it, even in Christianity, you have many different denominations? Throughout the Hebrew community, you have many different denominations. We all only got one book. It says in the book of John, I'm a spirit. That's what our Father says. I am a spirit. And the true worshipers, this is the truth. This is the one who has the spirit. They have or they must. Not have. They must worship me in spirit and in truth. So when we are called gods, that word gods, you know that ye are gods, that means judges. But we don't judge the flesh, we judge by the Spirit, because the Father told us, ye shall know them by their fruit. Can a good tree produce bad fruit? We know that a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. So when you discern by the Spirit what you're dealing with, now you understand. Now you know how to go out and get a teacher. Now you know how to go out and have fellowship with certain people, because you're all on the same accord. If someone has not heard the word, you speaking that word should resonate with their spirit. If they're having a tough time and you've been trying to talk to these people for a long time, you better know what time it is. Not everybody was meant to receive this pouring out of the Spirit. Everybody wasn't sitting with Yahushua in Ephesians 2. Everybody ain't coming back to what does it say? Some people, when they awake, the dry bones by the Spirit's coming back. They're either going to wake up to everlasting life or they're going to wake up to shame and destruction. Now, let me see how much time I got before I go a little further. I want to hit one more thing. Let me see if I got enough time.
And I do, I got 4 minutes left. So I'm going to keep going on. Now, I'm going to really start to get into spiritual warfare at this point, family, in the next few lessons, because you got to know what's going on. We read these scriptures and people are making stuff sound like you're waiting until the very end and you go see this man of perdition and all this mess. No, 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 no. If you understand, when Yahushua came back, judgment came with him because he opened the book. People look at the white throne judgment at the very end. You better understand that was the book he opened. So when he come back, he said, I didn't come to bring peace upon this earth, but a sword, my spirit. And it's going to divide. That's what that spirit's going to do. It's going to sword, that word, it will divide the sheep from the goat, the wheat from the tares, the righteous from the unrighteous. So when we go to learn a little bit some about the unrighteous, and the book says, the word says, the spirit says that they are damned. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Paul says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of Yahushua, by the coming of the Spirit, and by our gathering together unto him, you know, we are all part of a many-membered body, that ye, soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of the Father is at hand. Don't be troubled by these things. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. You're not going to get that day except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the children of perdition. When they said, crucify Yahushua, who do you think was present? Was that somebody for the Father or against? That's what the word Antichrist means. It says this person, the son of perdition, is many children of destruction. These, they oppose and exalt themselves, and it's a spirit in them doing this, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called our fathers, or that is worshipped, so that he, the spirit, as the Father, sitteth in the temple of the Father, showing himself that he is the Father. The Father is giving you his spiritual laws, but remember what Yahushua said? He let everybody know, the scribes and the Pharisees, they're sitting in Moses' seat, Moses at the law-giving seat. But these were not righteous scribes and Pharisees. Or he would have never called them, ye hypocrites, you know. Come on now, let's get with the program. So Paul says, this one, the spirit working in these children of disobedience, on these sons of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called the Father or is spiritual or that is worshipped, so that he, as the Father, sits in the temple. We got this evil spirit sitting in the temple of the Most High, showing himself that he is the Father. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know we're withholden, that he might be revealed in his family. They say I have 90 seconds left, so I don't know if I'm going to be cut off or not. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to go a little further. For the mystery, 60 seconds, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now let will let until he be taken out of the way. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to pick it back up, okay, because I hate to get cut off. But family, hey, listen, we're going to continue this. We're going to continue breaking down those strongholds, those lies that you have received by familiar spirits, my lion spirits, okay? We're going to bring all this back to the Father's Spirit by his truth. Let the Word define the Word. Let the Word flow. Let the Father's Spirit flow through us to you, okay? We are going to give you what he gave us. He gave us his spiritual wisdom, his spiritual truth, his favor, his grace, his mercy. These are all spiritual gifts, family. We got 10 seconds left. Listen, we're going to get back. I don't know when, probably in about 3-4 days when I have another time to speak, maybe tomorrow. Hey, family, stay in the Father's Word. We will have another show. I will post it on Facebook. Hey, stay blessed. Pray for me and I'll pray for you. Shabbat shalom.